from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, hello, podcasters.
We miss you so much.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that the episodes haven't been as frequent as you would like.
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask, if you're listening to this right now, would you continue to like daily podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like us to change to a once a week super podcast?
Yeah, super podcast.
Super podcast.
Does that mean it goes for a super long time?
Or we'd be combining like three or four shows. So it might be an hour.
Well, I mean, these are sometimes are like 40 minutes.
Oh, so maybe we add a bit more.
Mm.
Maybe like a 2-hour weekly super podcast.
I feel like anyone who says they just want a weekly one of us doesn't like us very much because that's way less content. You know, like at the moment, we're giving them 5 hours of content a week.
I know, but are you listening every day, keeping up with every single episode? No. They're getting away from you.
Probably not.
Oh, negative Nancy over here.
Hey, this podcast got nominated for an award. Didn't win, but got nominated.
Probably came last out of the five. You know, we were up against the big dogs like Melbourne, Sydney, Perth.
Yeah, we'll never know.
We kind of know.
All right, well, I've got sore jaws.
What are you doing?
I don't
too much
know why.
Talking.
Yeah, it might be too much talking.
There's too much yap coming from you.
So much. I've yapped a lot today.
Stop yapping.
All right.
You got to go to a netball game.
I do.
Enjoy the episode. It's very funny. Gags galore from Ellie. Especially, look, you make an Alan's snakes gag halfway through. It's very good.
Oh, thank you. No, oh, stop it. I do what I can. You were good too. All right, enjoy.
Name one joke I said.
The slideshow gear was funny.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Good
good
job.
Good,
good job.
Good.
All right, great. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. You get it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I was on Instagram yesterday and you have some questions to answer, young lady.
Uh-oh.
You came up on my feed.
Yeah.
And I like everything of yours, right? You're my
thank
best
you.
Friend.
Oh, well, that's
and
nice.
She's not saying it back, but that's okay.
You're in the top 100.
Yeah, you can get stuff. That's right. And Ellie Chaney has come up. And it's a link. It's this sponsored post.
Oh, no.
Click through the website, emceeing, hosting. What's going on? I was like, hang on. Somebody is catfishing as Ellie. This is a fake link. I'm not going to click
I've been
on
scammed.
It. That's what I'm thinking. Has somebody hacked your account and pretending to be you?
No.
Then what the hell is this? I'm clicking on it. elliechaney.com.au. This screams. Ellie, right now. Is this actually you? Have you made your own website and it's just you and your first and last name?
Your girl has turned into a businesswoman.
Yeah.
And she's online, baby. Welcome to my new business.
Online is scarily loud. Can we turn down online for a second?
Well, this song's apparently called Internet Friends, and I thought that's appropriate.
Oh, Skrillex.
I made it a website.
Okay,
I mean,
clicked on it.
Yeah.
It's not loading very well for phones. You're going to have to get that
Isn't
checked
it?
Out. Based in Southeast Queensland.
Yeah,
radio host, presenter, MC. Can I keep reading?
Sure.
Need someone to host your live event? Present in your video? Facilitate? Oh, you've spelt facilitate wrong.
I've not spelt facilitate wrong.
You have?
Wrong.
You've done a double T at
the
end.
Facilitate.
Facilitate your podcast. How can I help you? I'm going to click that. I'd like to know how Ellie could help me.
Yeah, it takes you to my services.
Sporting, live events, corporate events, Q&As.
Yeah.
I got some Qs at the moment.
Sorry.
Charity balls.
How
many charity balls have you emceed in your time?
I haven't actually done a charity ball.
Maybe you should
I've
write that on your
charity
website.
Events.
You should say yet to do a charity ball.
Well, if you scroll down, it will tell you past examples of my work.
Podcasting. Past work. Here we go.
Okay.
Live local.
Okay, all right.
Host
yeah.
of the Ellie and Bex show. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
In case anyone
I've been here a year, but
yeah,
that's all right.
You're on there as well.
And Ellie and Taz. Oh, that's in really small print, though. Wow.
How old is this
photo?
Like 4-5 years old.
Everybody, so
that was 2019.
What would you like to tell the Sunny Coast? Go to elliechaney.com.au.
Yeah, because what I've learned is about SEO, search engine optimization.
Okay.
Which is when you type into Google, like, host Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
I don't come up yet.
Funny that.
Even if
you haven't
type
even done a single charity ball.
Even if you type in Ellie Chaney, this website that I've just paid money for still doesn't come up. So if you could all go to my website and give me some traction.
So it's Ellie, E-L-L-I-Y. Chaney is C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah. And do you know the best part, Tazzy? I've got my own email address now.
Oh, no.
Not only one, I've got two.
Have you got one for me? Can I
no,
be Taz?
I can only have a max of two, otherwise I have to pay more.
Taz at elliechaney.com.au. Well,
I've got Ellie at elliechaney.com.au.
And what's the other one?
Well, the other one is for when people want to inquire about my services.
Oh, no, you haven't done hello.
Yeah,
oh,
I have.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
TikTok is great if it saves you a couple of seconds doing those household chores that we all have to do, right? Squeezing lemons. If you're making a lemonade stand like you and I did 6 months ago.
Or if you're making a nice Greek lemon chicken.
Totally. And only those two things. Those are the only two things you'd ever need for a lemon. You need to squeeze a lemon.
You do.
You need to juice a lemon. Often you'd cut it in half and you'd get one of those juices or something, right? It requires a little bit of elbow grease. What if there was a way of not getting your hands dirty, not getting any sticky lemon juice anywhere, and you can still juice the lemon quick and easy?
I feel like we are on a TV shopping network ad right now.
Can we get some music?
I'll play along to it. Oh, I think I've actually got that music in here. What about, okay, yeah. Oh. What if there was a way that you could juice a lemon?
Is this you? Ah, I hate juicing lemons. Well, now. Okay.
No, you be the guy selling it and I'll be the person like, yes, Taz, I have always wondered that.
Who gets to be the idiot that can't juice their own lemon?
Me.
Okay.
Because you're selling
this. Have you ever been this loser?
Oh, no, I've got lemon juice all over my body. Oh, someone in my eye. Whatever will I do?
Well, thanks to TikTok, you've got a new way to juice your lemons. Grab your lemon.
Yep.
With your little lemon nub.
What?
Little nub of the lemon.
The top bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Get your toothpick.
I fell out of character for a second.
Shove the toothpick all the way in through the nub of the lemon. It's like it's a gateway into the center of the lemon.
So the nub, for anyone wondering, is the little end bit.
We all know what the nub of the lemon is.
It looks a bit like a nipple, I'm going
to
be honest.
Do you want me to call it the nip?
No, let's stay with nub.
Okay. Well, wiggle it around a little bit in there. Get the toothpick in there.
Yeah. Open
the nub up a little bit.
Once
it's open, get it over the glass and squeeze, and you should. Oh, wow, it doesn't
My
work very well.
My toothpick broke in there.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, I got one drop.
Yeah, I've got two, and I'm really squeezing this thing.
I think I need to open the nub more.
Look, this has been a fail. Come back next week.
You know what? Kids being banned off TikTok and social media.
Yeah.
This is why it's spreading misinformation.
I saw it on TikTok and I went, I bet that doesn't work. I want to try it on the show.
Yeah.
It turns out I might need to prep and actually practice a little bit first.
Can confirm, does not work.
The nub has let me down yet again.
Yep. Keep your nubs closed. Yeah. Opening them doesn't do a thing.
Nah.
That's what we've learned here today.
I'm glad the music's ended.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I have taken over Taz's Tinder. I've created him a new profile.
This is day two of the Tinder.
Yeah. I've just opened. It's always quite confronting when you first open Tinder because, like, you just get hit with this hot chick in a bikini or something.
It's not the experience that I've had with Tinder, but that's all right.
Look who I just got hit with. She's hot as chips.
She is. What's her name? Polly.
We're not supposed to say names, are we? Oh, we can say names. Right. There's plenty of Polly's.
Polly,
there,
if you're out there.
What a cracker. How many dudes do you reckon have slid in
terrible.
To Polly's DMs?
How many Ellies masquerading as Taz?
True. So when you say masquerading, I want to make it very clear. Mm-hmm. I am not catfishing anybody. I have said in the profile, hello, I'm Ellie, Taz's radio co-host, and I am looking for love for Taz.
You're not even messaging as me. You're signing the messages as Ellie.
Yeah.
They know they're chatting to you.
Yeah.
Is anybody interested at this point, 48 hours in?
All right. We have 4 matches, Taz.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yesterday we spoke to one girl, I'll call her Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first match that we had. And in her profile, she'd said, just looking for someone that I can do a secret handshake with.
Cool.
And so I was like, all right, here we go. So I've said, Mary, can confirm Taz does a pretty good patty cake if you're looking to up your secret handshake game. Love, Ellie, Taz's Cupid. She's responded. Excellent. It's a rare talent, especially the patty cake. Seems like it's hard to find these days.
Ellie?
Yeah?
I don't know the patty cake.
Patty cake.
You're going to have to teach me. She's going, if we get a first date, she's going into that expecting me to have excellent patty cake skills.
True. Am I lying on your resume a bit here?
Totally. I mean, you're going to have to teach me.
Okay.
What's she said?
Well, that was it. So, Then I've responded to her, but she hasn't responded. Oh. I found one girl who's perfect. Mm-hmm. She's got an interest in radio.
What?
And
Excuse me? She said,
I know.
Oh, you've made a fake account.
No, I kid
and
you
matched
not. The key to her heart,
yeah.
She said,
yeah.
Is this not, everyone who's listening, is this not Taz Erickson in a nutshell? The key to my heart is being dorky, confident and kind.
Well, sucks to be you because I'm a horrible person and I'm not kind, okay?
Dorky though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, look, four matches. Only Mary's the only one I've spoken to,
mm-hmm.
but I have messaged the
what
other three.
What about the radio chick?
Well, we only matched like an hour or so ago when I was at my desk.
Send her a message.
I have.
Oh.
Yeah, I said, you like radio and you like dorky, confident and kind dudes. This is sounding like a perfect match for Taz. Love, Ellie. Taz is Cupid.
I'm really terrified because you may actually have better results on Tinder than I ever did.
That was the point, buddy. That's
you got
what
the
I've
magic
been saying
touch.
This whole time.
Okay, how do I do patty cake?
Patty cake, man. Make me a drink as
Pokemon.
Fast as you can.
Pokemon.
I don't know the words. Okay. I'm going to have to Google it myself.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Shout out to Mooloolaba Music. They are the guys behind Bandle.
I thought you were going to finish your sentence.
They're your local music superstore. No, because whenever we say Bandle, the music starts.
Oh, okay. Go again.
Oh, thanks to Mooloolaba Music, they're the guys behind Bandle.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. I hate you sometimes.
I'm a perfectionist. So sorry that I have to get it right.
I'm so glad you didn't say professional because
no,
you're not.
Certainly not.
So, Sunny Coast, we're trying to guess a mystery song. Today, the song is from 2019. Cast your mind back pre-COVID days. 2019, it's had 1.5 billion YouTube views, so it should be pretty easy. As soon as you know what it is, 545-11919. If you can beat us to the punch, you are going in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music.
Alrighty. I've got a couple of songs in my head that were big in 2019.
Great. You used to play an instrument, didn't you? You'd love Mooloolaba Music.
Yeah, I used to play the cello.
Yeah. Was that horse hair in the bow?
Yeah, I think it actually was.
Yeah, you could get some new horse hair for your bow, for your viola or whatever it is.
I haven't touched a cello in 20 years, I reckon.
Good.
Just about.
Good.
Okay.
I think the cello world is happy about that too. Were you good?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I was always pretty average. Anyway, let's play Vandal. Layout number one. Yeah, I got it. It's one of the songs.
Oh, come on.
It's one of the songs I was thinking of.
Really?
I think so. Oh, maybe not.
Oh, see, she does this.
I do this a lot.
You see, you're so bad at it sometimes. Your guesses are so rogue.
No, they're never so rogue.
You could think that was like Let It Go from the Frozen soundtrack. Like that's how close you would have been. Do you want to go to the Sunny Coast after one layer? Let's go. 545-11919. Who's this?
You got Matt.
Hey, Matt, surely you have no idea what that song is from just that layer.
I actually didn't hear it, but I just remember the big song in 2019 was Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Oh. Ooh. Was it or was it 2020, I reckon?
No, maybe not.
Tones and I, Johnny Runaway was very big in that year.
I've tried Dance Monkey. It's not that. Sorry, buddy.
All good. Thank you.
No, I like where your head's at, though, Matt. Let's go to layer number two.
I would suggest listening to the song. Oh.
I got it now. Oh, no, I don't.
I got it. It's My Girlfriend. 545-11919. What is this song? To put your name in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Let's go to the phones. Who've we got here?
It's Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. What do you think the song is?
I think that guy was on the right track. It is Tones and I is that Johnny was a young boy.
You know what? When we were just talking about that and I said Johnny Runaway was big in 2019, mm-hmm. I had the same thought. It does sound very similar. Johnny Runaway, But
it's not that. No, we go to the phones again. Let's keep going through these. So here we go. CFM, who's this? Oh,
they're gone.
They didn't want to be on air.
No. Do we want another layer?
Yeah, go on.
I reckon we need another layer.
All right.
Let's do it.
I gave away a huge clue for fans of the show. It's My Girlfriend.
Well, we don't have many fans, so.
Fair.
That could be it.
And I do have a lot of girlfriends, so it doesn't really narrow it down.
Johnny Runaway, Runaway.
No, it's not.
It's not that.
All right.
The phone lines have lit up now.
545-11919. Who have we got here?
Alice.
Hello, Alice. What do you think the song is?
It's Ariana Grande, You Wanna, I Got It.
That's not what it's called, but I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, is it?
It's called Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Oh, I had a different Ariana Grande ready to go.
Girlfriend, I'm like, it's got to be.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. We do have a fan. Alice knows you love Ariana Grande.
Everybody does. Everybody but Ari knows. It's weird.
Who doesn't?
Alice, great work. Stop watching my
neck. I want to know, just quickly, which Ariana Grande did you have up ready to go that you thought it was?
I thought it was this one.
It's not even similar. Should have played Let It Go from the Frozen.
Wake up with my boyfriend, because I'm scared.
Called, Break Up With Your Boyfriend, yeah.
Is that Ariana Grande?
It is.
That's the one I thought
it was. That's not the song. No, it's Seven Rings. Have we got that one to play?
Yeah, we just played it.
There we go.
Gosh, what a shambles.
Okay, so Alice is in the draw for the $100 to spend at Mooloola Bar Music, and Ellie's going to go there now to get some more horse hair.
Johnny, run away now, Johnny.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Let's rip the Band-Aid right off.
Mm.
545-11919. Have you ever peed in a bottle?
It's a question
it's
not
my idea. My hands are tied. Ellie goes, Taz, I don't know what's on the show today, but I do know what I want to ask as a phone topic.
Well, I'm intrigued. I'm often intrigued by male toilet habits.
Right.
Although
you're
I
sicko.
Suppose,
you're absolute sicko.
Well, just because it's not something I've ever done before.
Right. Is go to the men's bathroom.
Well, I've never peed with a penis before, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So, a story has come up in the news today. A woman's gone viral on TikTok, of course, where all news comes from, because she's posted a video of her bedroom and in it are about four or five water bottles lined up.
Yeah.
And in the water bottles, it ain't water.
So her housemate or roommate.
Her now ex-boyfriend, said, I didn't realise that not all men do this. My boyfriend doesn't want to get up during the night to pee, so he'll just pee in a bottle.
No!
She then goes on to say, often he'd forget to take it away, so I'd have to clean it out after a few days.
Gross! Oh, that's horrible.
There's a picture of it. It's disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, it's not every guy.
Well,
I've never done it.
I don't think
my mates would have ever done it.
A lot of the comments were like, my boyfriend does this too. Yep, my husband does it. Yep, I think it is normal. And I was like, is it? So you don't think it is?
I don't think so. But 545-11919, what do you want as the question?
I just want to speak to someone who has peed in a bottle at some stage in their life.
Okay.
Maybe you are one of these people and you do it, you know,
sometimes out of necessity. Maybe you're stuck on the highway.
Yeah.
You gotta go?
What, you're gonna drive and pee? That'd be weird.
You can.
You can't drive.
I mean, you're not supposed to. I probably should be.
See, this is the thing, girls. Like, you can't do that as a girl.
No, but we have the ability. So 545-11919. We'll sort you out with a prize. We've got a caller of the day prize to give away as well. Have you peed in a bottle? I hate myself.
Oh, me too.
Tom from Caloundra is on the line. 545-11919.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show.
What's happening?
Now we've put the call out for people who have peed in a bottle before. Is this you?
Well, I used to have to do it a fair bit, but it was forced and it was a COVID thing. So I used to drive down to Cameron back every fortnight for work.
Yeah.
And at the border there, they'd stop us at the border for 3-4 hours every day. Yeah. Or every time I'd come back. So 26 border things I did. I pissed every single time in these big litre bottles. to the point where it's like, all right, when are you going to let me through? I don't have any more bottles left. I'm just overflowing here, and I'm just peeing on the mat in the floor while I'm driving.
Oh, my God.
I did that at least 20 times in my life, I reckon, at least.
So you're getting to your destination. What sort of bottle are we talking about, Tom?
Maximus bottles, Gatorade bottles, a bit more girth to them.
They are the worst option, though, because there are yellow-flavoured Powerades and Maximuses.
Whatever's empty, you know. Sometimes you have 4.5 litres empty and you'll feel that easy.
4.5 litres?
Oh, my gosh.
Easy. I used to sit there for hours and hours and hours on end. And I'd be like, I've got to go again. And sometimes you'd pull over and find a gap and some nice person would let you back into the highway, but no. I just got used to doing it.
Could you not jump out of the car and go on the side of the road, or is it that because you're in ISO?
No, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of times I did that, but because the traffic was so chaotic, it backed over the border to where the Gold Coast Highway is there. So it was like a 3-4 hour wait every single time. So I just got used to pissing in the bottles.
Yeah.
You did it.
I actually agree with Tom here. He was kind of forced.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you should be judging.
I'm also blaming COVID, like everything else. I'm blaming COVID.
Yeah, I'm not judging. I'm just intrigued.
You asked for his call.
I'm intrigued.
He's called you and he's told you what he's done.
Tom, has it crossed your mind ever since, you know, like, on a long road trip,
maybe I'll just go back to 2020.
Well, I was just living in a bus with my partner recently travelling, and we didn't have a toilet in the bus. We had like a portable one, but it was just too far to walk, so we just used the sink.
The sink!
So that's when you really get to know your partner when she's squatting over the sink at 2 in the morning, you know? Honeymoon period's way gone, darling.
If only you'd had a Maximus bottle.
Oh, I'm telling you, you need more than that.
Tom. Oh, my gosh.
You're a legend, Tom.
That is hilarious. Thank you so much for your call, mate.
That's all right, mate. I'll never get stuck on the border again. I know that much.
No.
And, Tom, you're in the draw for our caller of the week as well. We might be giving you a call back tomorrow.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. Have a lovely night.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sports fans and most of my guy mates have been around this. It's good to sort of have all of the blokes rally around something big on social media.
Is it?
Doesn't often happen. I've been having, like, guy mates that I hardly ever chat to, haven't chatted for years, reach out this morning going, it's finally happened.
Oh, jeez.
It's nice. So, I mean, and ladies can get involved in this too. It just seems like every guy in my life has been obsessed with what's going on.
Bryson, you told me about it earlier today and I was like, who dat?
Yeah, you hadn't heard of it at all. So for the last 16 days on socials, Bryson DeChambeau is in the top 10 golfers in the world. He started a challenge back in November 13, attempting to hit a hole-in-one over his house.
This is day 16 of trying to make a hole-in-one over my house. Since this is day 16, I get 16 shots.
Yeah, so each day he gets another shot. So day one shot. Day two, he had 2 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, every morning pretty much, you're waking up, first thing on your Instagram is the next day's video.
Really?
So
should we try to do it?
And hit a hole in one?
Over, yeah,
over your house.
Well,
we've got
to do it over yours.
We'll do it over your house.
Yeah.
Yeah?
If we break a window, though, we won't pay for it.
What everybody loved is Bryson DeChambeau has a multi-million dollar mansion. It's just windows.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't mishit a single shot. He is landing them within a meter of the hole every single time, day after day after day, closer and closer and closer, until finally today, he got it.
Is it? Let's go!
Jeez.
Are you kidding me? Oh!
16 days, over 130 shots, but because they were always so on target, and he's such a machine, it actually didn't take him that long. You and I could be there all year.
I don't know. My house isn't very big.
We'll make it a big hole.
Can we do it over your house? You live in an apartment block.
We're not hitting it over 7 stories.
Hey, if Bryson can do it.
We can't do it. No. But yeah, congrats, Bryson. Well done. You had the internet in your fingertips for 2 weeks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, a couple of weeks ago, we did our Kicks for Kids walk for inclusive kids. On that, I wrote down a little bit of radio content. Finally, it's going to see the light of day.
We walked down the Nicklin Way, right? Walked past Simplicity Funerals.
Yeah.
They came out, they gave us some water. They said, look, it's so good what you guys are doing. The team there were great. Thank you. We needed that sort of boost a couple of hours into our walk. And the Paul Morton from Inclusive Kids, he goes up and he goes, oh, actually, while I've got you, I'd like to book my funeral. And we're like, Paul, you're not old, mate. You're not that old. You're not that close to needing a funeral booked.
Yeah.
But he wanted to book his own funeral, and he goes, great. Can I work out, like, flowers and music? And he was trying to, like, lock in details for his funeral.
Yeah.
Now, so we thought, 545-111-919. We do have an amazing caller of the day prize winning a whole heap of toys thanks to Spin Masters 2024 Christmas toys. What do you want at your funeral?
Paul was very adamant that he wanted the express service. He's like, I want to get in, get out, get it all, have it all happen within 45 minutes.
Great.
And it's donezo. People have places to be, things to do.
Wrap it up. Thank you very much. See you later, Paul.
I've had my funeral planned for a long time now. I know the song that I want, right, to play at my funeral.
Yeah.
I want the doors to open, right?
Right.
And my coffin to come through the doors to this.
The party don't start till I walk in.
Don't start. Bring her in, baby.
Cut out the P Diddy bit.
Come on,
to be honest.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Like, cut that out. But maybe if the rest of the song, sure. 545-111-919. What do you want at your funeral? And you could be winning big. The Sabi?
Yeah, let's go to Jenny. Jenny, what is it you want at yours?
I want a lolly buffet.
Oh, yes. What sort of lollies we talking, Jen?
Okay, so it's very specific. And my kids and my husband know that they're only allowed to be Alan's lollies.
Oh, okay. What if Alan's goes under by then, though?
It won't.
Okay.
I feel like you can't get any snakes alive because that's just rubbing it in your face a little bit. Snakes alive, but Jenny's dead.
That's right. So I promised the kids that I'll leave money in my will and that's got to be spent on the best lollies ever.
Amazing. Love it, Jen. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Jen. We'll go now to Justine in Parigian. Justine, what's on your funeral agenda?
Mine would be I'm going to get cremated.
Yep.
So when the curtains close as my coffin disappears, I want the song "It's Getting Hot in Here" played.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that,
oh, I love
it's
that.
Getting hot.
Yeah,
in
so
here.
Literally, all right, the funeral, the coffin's going down, and you hear. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, hot that's a good here. Isle song.
So hot in here. Amazing.
Justine. Dark, but I love
this
it.
This bit.
Brilliant.
Oh. And then the crowd's dancing. Coffin's gone. Woo. Justine's burning. Yeah. It's a party. Yeah.
I love it, Justine. Thank you so much for your call.
All righty. Finally, Sarah in Little Mountain, what do you want at your funeral?
So I want to be cremated, but when I go through there to wherever it is that they put you in, I want Johnny Cash's Burning Ring of Fire.
There's a bit of a theme here. There is such a theme. All right, okay, so, and may she rest in peace.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Oh, it's real dark. We've got one more, Sam from Mooloolaba. Hello, Sam.
Hey guys, so I've already planned out my music, the songs that are going to be played, the ones that are going to get the real tears going and a few laughs, and I've put together a PowerPoint as well of all my photos.
You've put together your own PowerPoint?
Absolutely, yep, the photos that I want shown at my funeral.
How many slides are we talking, Sam?
Oh, we've got a couple hundred there. I might need to cull it down a little bit, but yeah.
What's the file saved as in your computer? Is it funeral photos?
My funeral.
Hey guys, welcome back. I know we've had to take a short intermission, but we are 75 slides in. But brace yourself because we're heading into the teenage years now. So let's just have a little click through.
My Year 12 formal's coming up soon. Get around that. Sam, can I ask, what's one of the songs that you want that'll make people cry?
We've got a couple of Ed Sheeran songs in there, so Supermarket Flowers, Visiting Hours.
Visiting Hours is the saddest song he does.
Yeah, I want Real Tears. So,
goodness.
But I've also got a bit of fun in there as well, so girls want to have fun.
Yeah.
So that's when we hit the early 20s, at about the 200th slide mark. All of a sudden, the girls just want to have fun comes up. There we go. There's her at 21 there. But we don't know who that guy is, but that's all right. We just met him at the club that night, but it's a great photo of her.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big transition to go from... I wish it heaven to... What a party. Yeah. What an emotional roller coaster.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.